the November 4th, 2019 meeting of the Employee and Community Relations Committee. It's 6:34, and present tonight are committee members Lukey, Capellini, Hussman, and Richardson, along with Mayor Stow, who's not here, all right, not Mayor Stow, President of Council Mary Westfall, Council members Mark Fry and Doug Hanum. Also from staff, Kevin Aller and Leslie Brining. Mr. Sanford apparently has walked away too. We're here for one purpose tonight, and that's to move along our process to select a replacement on the Board of Zoning Appeals. I think you all recall that we have an incumbent member who's been there for, I think, 3 terms, who is stepping away, and our habit over the last several years has been to publicly notice these vacancies in the case of any member who has been there for more than 2 terms, and the point and the purpose would be to solicit newer people to the process, to look at individuals who may be interested in serving the city. So we did notice this vacancy. The incumbent did not respond to the notice, but we did have 3 individuals who have sent resumes and letters of interest to be considered. I'll go back and talk about them each in a minute. Members of the committee have gotten these resumes. Apparently the others if you have not, and I'll circulate these around in a minute. But the process that we talked about was one of 2 paths. Path number one is to take a look at them tonight. If we decide that one of these individuals is substantially more qualified than the others, we could make an appointment tonight. But the other option would be to find a time next week to do interviews with each of these 3, and then decide based on the interviews about making a recommendation to council. So we'll talk about that among the committee members in a minute. Let me just say that one of these names is probably known to you, the other 2 are not known to me. And I'll pass these around for the non-members to look at. But the first one is John Healy, who I think you know is a realtor here in town. He's got a fairly substantial community portfolio in the city. The second is an individual named Danny Royer, who is a resident of Sylvania. He is a senior analyst at Libby Inc. and also an adjunct instructor in computer science at Owens Community College. Lives on Tamworth over by Doug. He's been a resident here for a number of years. And the third one is an individual named Matthew Snell, lives on Longfellow Road. And he has experience, Mr. Aller, as a highway engineer, worked for the Monroe County Road Commission and the Michigan Department of Transportation. So that's his background. So I guess the question to the committee is, do we feel we want to talk to all 3 of these individuals or act on any one of them tonight? And I personally have an opinion, but I'm going to hold it until the end. Okay. Katie?
I mean, both of the new people, I mean, I know John Healy, he's great. I mean, the other 2 people look really good, too. I wish I knew them, but, like, I would feel
well,
bad.
Just picking.
For
yeah. Sandy agrees. I'm glad to hear that. You know, I'm always looking for diversity, and I think we have some diversity here, but this isn't quite as diverse as I was hoping. Nonetheless, I think the 2 candidates, John is a relatively young person too, maybe, but the 2 look like they may be raising young families and have a little bit younger perspective. I think that would be interesting to hear. So if we feel that we want to go ahead and do interviews, the trick, as we've learned from the past, is to find times when we can be together with them and do that. I asked the committee members to look at your calendars. I'd like to get this done, as I said, early next week so that we can send it to council on the 18th. We almost have to do these in the evening because these people are working, and it would be difficult to get them here during the day. So if we could look at either Monday night, the 11th, or Tuesday, and by night, I mean 5, 6 o'clock, Monday the 11th or Tuesday the 12th.
Monday the 11th is my 52nd wedding anniversary, so the three of you can do what you want.
All right. Could we do this at a booth at Eddie Lee's?
Are you guys buying?
No. Okay.
I'd rather not.
Will you be feeling better on Tuesday?
I will.
Okay. Can you guys do Tuesday?
Tuesday's fine.
Patrick? Okay. I will call them personally and ask them, and I also intend to call Mr. Ladd, who didn't apply for his seat, and thank him for his service. Can we find a second time, though, that might be a fallback in case one of these folks can't make it on the Tuesday?
Did you pick a time on the 12th?
Can we start at 6 or 5?
Yeah.
Let me see what works. If you can pencil in the time from 5 until 7:30, maybe, and we'll see what we can do. I cannot do... Well, yeah, I could do something on Wednesday the 13th as well if we need a fallback. How does that work for you, Sandy?
It will work.
Me too. And I think if I need to make that like maybe 5:30-ish or something.
Either one is fine.
Yeah, okay. So we'll try for the Tuesday the 12th. We'll do it. I like to do it in the Chief's conference room here. I don't think there'll be a huge crowd. Typically, we've not, for these, not had a big crowd. I think we had a big one for Sage Yard, maybe. So that is that. Any other business to come before the committee? Yes.
So we recently got a letter from George France.
Yeah.
About, is his term up? Do we have to read?
This is on Sage Yard?
Yeah.
I called him and he never got back to me, so I'm not quite sure about that. Who would know that, Leslie? We will ask Mrs. Booker when she gets here if there is one for that.
What I was going to say about that is that I'm all in favor of like bringing in new people. This is great, but I feel like this year, because we just did that Sage Yard master planning, and we have a lot of challenges ahead of us, that there's a benefit right now to keeping on like someone that's been there from the, which sounds really weird coming from me.
I was thinking that.
I can't even actually believe I'm saying that, especially in this instance, but I do actually really think that. There's a lot of challenges ahead right now with this Sage Yard master plan and what we're going to do. And he's already been involved in like property, and I feel like it would be a little sketchy to like rock this boat right now, because it's already a delicate balance. And he's our appointment.
Do you know that there is an appointment?
He is our appointment.
I know that, but
I don't know if his term was over.
Okay.
I feel like we usually hear it from Sharon first.
Okay, well, look, let's not speculate we can ask, right? Let's do this. I'd like to hear everybody's opinion about a single vote, a single appointment process. Maybe we can have some conversation, because the interviews are a public meeting, right? So maybe we can have a conversation on next Tuesday after we do our interviews about that, because it's unlikely that the process, if there is an appointment, will get started before the next council meeting anyway. So if we can reserve some time for that.
All right, perfect. I just wanted to make sure we weren't missing something.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And if any other council members have an opinion about that, just let me know between now and Tuesday.
Mark, these I just want to comment. I just looked at these resumes, and these are really good people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really good people. You know, we have a lot of talented people in our community, but
yeah,
it's nice that these.
Yeah.
I'm going to attend your meeting. I want to meet these guys.
Yeah, good. And anybody, of course, is welcome to attend to meet them. I will tell you that we also, just in the interest of due diligence, went back and sent letters inviting the previous individuals who have expressed interest in serving on a city to fill a city appointment, but who didn't make it, to reapply for this one. And my sense is that those were fairly specific. One was, I think, Sage Ard. I'm not remembering the other one, but I think they were interested in the Sage Ard piece, not an appointment. But we do want to continue to make these folks available to us for other future appointments. So we will, I'll ask Sharon to notice the meeting for Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on what the individuals tell me when I call them tomorrow. And we will take this up then. Okay, it's 6:45, and we're adjourned. Thank you.